أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إذا الشمس كورت وإذا النجوم انكدرت وإذا الجبال سيرت وإذا العشار عطلت وإذا الوحوش حشرت وإذا البحار سجرت وإذا النفوس زوجت وإذا الموءودة سئلت بأي ذنب قتلت وإذا الصحف نشرت وإذا السماء كشطت وإذا الجحيم سعرت وإذا الجنة أزلفت علمت نفس ما أحضرت فلا أقسم بالخنس الجوار الكنس والليل إذا عسعس والصبح إذا تنفس إنه لقول رسول كريم ذي قوة عند ذي العرش مكين مطاع ثم أمين وما صاحبكم بمجنون ولقد رآه بالأفق المبين وما هو على الغيب بضنين وما هو بقول شيطان رجيم فأين تذهبون إن هو إلا ذكر للعالمين لمن شاء منكم أن يستقيم وما تشاءون إلا أن يشاء الله رب العالمين.
When the sun will lose its light and the stars will be shattered falling down, and the mountains will be driven, which presently seem to be immovable, crushed into powder and driven from their places like cotton wools. And when the pregnant camel will be left unattended. In an Arab community, a pregnant camel, and when she is about to deliver, it's bought a most precious commodity. She is never left unattended. And in spite of her being so precious, she is left unattended. And when the wild beasts are herded together, under normal circumstances, then the wild beasts, one is afraid of the other, the lion is afraid of the deer. But now, they'll be so overwhelmed with fear that all these animals, in spite of their nature, they will be herded together. And when the ocean will be in a swell, it will swell over. According to the different hadiths, there will be turbulence in the sea, rough and very violent storms. And then perhaps there may be something like a tsunami that will crack up and break up the very bed of the seas. And then when that happens, then there will be a swell. The water of the sea will no more keep within their bounds. It will swell over. The waters of the land and the sea all will be merging together. And then perhaps we speak about a fire on the bed of the sea. Perhaps the volcanoes that are very, very concealed within the bed of the sea will erupt. And then in no time, the entire world will be covered in flames. وَإِذَا النُّفُوسُ زُوِّجَتْ. And when souls are put together like with like, the righteous with the righteous, the sinful with the sinful, and accordingly, according to their deeds, those that strive in the path of Allah Ta'ala, those that get up for tahajjud, those that are generous and spend freely in the path of Allah Ta'ala, all are grouped according to their righteousness and their virtue. Then the sinful also are grouped according to their wrong. People that were habitual fornicators, they are grouped together. then those that oppose the truth, they are grouped together. Those that gambled or were involved in usury, they are grouped together. According to their deeds, they are grouped. وَإِذَا الْمَوْءُودَةُ سُمِلَةً And when that infant girl, when she is asked, for what crime was she killed? Of all people, it is this infant girl that was buried alive. She is being asked, what is the reason the Quran Sharif speaks about this girl in particular? The reason is this, that this is done so discreetly that nobody knows that this woman had buried and killed her own child. So nobody knows about it but the woman herself. So those things that were done under covers and wraps, nobody knows about it. That also will come to the fore, it will surface. In that age and zamana, it was that female infant that was buried alive, and now it is abortion. Both amount to murder. Whether you are murdering the child before birth or after birth, both amount to murder. And you can imagine what a sin this is, killing the person in cold blood, infant little child, sinless and masoom, and this child is being killed. Call it abortion, call it whatever you want to, but this is all absolute murder, and one will have to be responsible for this. He has soiled his own hands with the blood of his own infant child. Here ulama explain, to abort the child when the ruh is instilled into the body, approximately after when the child is after 3 months, after 12 weeks or so. So this is totally haram and forbidden. It's like killing a normal human being. And then a mother killing her own child, then this is totally ruthless. And therefore they say that permanent ligation is also impermissible. Like for a man, if he has to castrate himself, no matter what the circumstance may be, is totally impermissible. She is destroying and terminating the very capacity of bearing children. So therefore, this permanent ligation is totally impermissible. So this child that is totally sinless, it will be presented on the day of Qiyamah, and then it will be asked, بِأَيِّ ذَنْبٍ قُتِلَتْ For what crime was this child killed? وَإِذَا الصُّحُفُ نُشِرَتْ And when the scrolls, books of deeds will be open, and when the skies will be unveiled. Now, you see, we don't see above the sky. It's a certain point, and our vision cuts off at that point. This is what we call the sky. But on that day, the skies will be unveiled, and you'll be able to see above. And then, when the fierce fire, that is Jahannam, will be kindled into a fierce heat. And when Jannat will be brought near, then will every soul know what it has sent forth. فَلَا أُقْسِمُ بِالْخُنَّسِ الْجَوَارِ الْخُنَّسِ Now, the importance of Qiyamah, some of them will happen at the time that the trumpet is blown for the first time, and the other importance will be when the trumpet will be blown for the second time. فَلَا أُقْسِمُ بِالْخُنَّسِ الْجَوَارِ الْخُنَّسِ Then I call to witness, I take a qasam on the stars that recede, have a backward movement. Then they go straight and set. And the night when it declines, and the morning when it approaches, indeed this is the word of an honorable messenger, mighty of position near the Rabb of the throne, obeyed and honest there. This is the description of Jibreel al-Islam, the one that is conveying the message to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is mighty, he is powerful. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had seen him, then this his stature had covered the entire horizon from the heavens to the earth. It was just Jibreel al-Islam that had covered the entire space between the heavens and the earth. So you can imagine how mighty he is. And not only that, but he is obeyed on the occasion of Mi'raj. When Jibreel Islam announced his arrival, then he was allowed into the heavens. So he's obeyed there. And apart from all that, he's one that is trusted and honest. وَمَا صَاحِبُكُمْ بِمَجْنُونَ And then this is the one that is conveying the message. that he is Jibreel, and the recipient is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. You are charging him of different types of, you are charging him with insanity at times, with a soothsayer at times, so he is no possessed person. وَلَقَدْ رَآهُ بِالْأُفُقِ الْمُبِينِ, and he had seen Jibreel Islam in the clear horizon, and he doesn't keep away miserly the information of the unseen that he receives. He receives whatever information he receives, and he shares it, and he announces it. وَمَا هُوَ بِقَوْلِ شَيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ, and it isn't the word of the rejected shaitan. Where is the word of a Nabi, an innocent, most virtuous, most pure and clean? And where is the word of a shaitan, impure, dirt, filth, rejected? There's no comparison. فَأَيْنَ تَذْهَبُونَ, where are you off to? إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا ذِكْرٌ لِلْعَالَمِينَ, and this is just a message for all the world. لِمَنْ شَاءَ, for whoever wills, for whoever wishes amongst you to go straight, then this is a message for him. But you will only will if it is the will of Allah, the Rabb of the worlds. So the essence is that you want the right, you want to be on the path of righteousness, then you need to show Allah Ta'ala that I desperately require this. I desperately need this. That is why in every salah, in every rakat, we say, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ, showing to us that at no time a man can show attitude and complacency before Allah Ta'ala that I had enough hidayat, I don't need any more. So at any given time, one needs to show his desperation to Allah Ta'ala that I need to continuously be upon the right path, right till the last breath. May Allah give us tawfiq.